You're listening to SBS News.
According to a new study by the Sleep Health Foundation, if you woke up feeling refreshed, you're in the minority of Australians. The organisation's chair, Dorothy Brooks, says the issue of sleep deprivation is impacting quality of life for more than half the population.
60% of Australians reported one or more insomnia symptom three or more times a week. So they were reporting either having a lot of trouble getting off to sleep or staying asleep with lots of wakefulness in the night.
The study, which was undertaken with more than 2,000 participants of all ages and backgrounds, also found 15% of Australians have chronic insomnia. Dr. Peter Keller was one of them until he sought treatment 28 years ago. He's now Managing Director of the Sydney Sleep Centre, which operates 11 clinics that monitor and treat sleep disorders like sleep apnea, which is interrupted breathing during sleep.
I was still working as a dentist, and one fine day I was working on a patient with a drill in my hand and I fell asleep. Fortunately, the drill wasn't in the mouth, but it gave me a shock, not to mention the patient.
Dr. Keller is also making sure his own sleep issues are treated. He believes he would have died early like his father if he hadn't sought treatment for his sleep apnea.
I think it's life-threatening, not only for the individuals themselves who are embracing this type of lifestyle, but for everyone around them, okay? Because if they're going to be menace on the road because they fall asleep or they're working with machinery.
The symptoms include fatigue, irritability, difficulty concentrating, and interference with daily activities. They're more common in women and young adults. The Sleep Health Foundation's most recent study found younger people tend to struggle to fall asleep, while older people wake more often and earlier. And Ms. Brooks said stress was identified as the biggest barrier to quality rest.
Financial concerns, unemployment, lower socioeconomic status. We do find this with a lot of health indicators, but I think what we're seeing here is that people are often taking their worries to bed.
The general consensus among those treating sleep disorders is that technology is the enemy of quality sleep. Experts recommend switching off the phone or laptop 2 hours before you go to bed, and in that time not having a big meal or drinking alcohol. Tanusha Sodiratnam is a sleep technologist at the Sydney Sleep Centre. She's noticed the business's 11 clinics are getting busier every year, as there is greater knowledge around the links between sleep disorders and diabetes, cardiac issues and shorter lifespan.
Many years ago, it started with the elderly group, and then they started saying, oh, I didn't know this, I didn't know that, because as we are setting a patient up for a sleep study, we talk to them, we educate them on what it is and what needs to be done. So then they bring in their children, grandchildren, so it's just going down the family line.
Sleep experts recommend at least 7 hours of sleep per night for adults and up to 10 for teenagers and school-aged children. Camille Bianchi, SBS News.